AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Good friend, NBA champion, longtime NBA assistant coach, one Mario Ellie, 17 in your program, number one in your heart. Rio, thanks for joining us, spending some time with us. I know you want to break down your Yankees over the Astros, but we'll save that for later. We want to talk NBA playoffs. I'm sure you're good with that.
Yes, I'm good with that, brother.
All right, man. Barry and Joel and Nick here. Right off the top, I know you were tweeting during the game, and you and I have touched on this a lot, but I was critical of James Harden the other night because of the fact that, regardless of anybody's gassed or not, that overtime, especially with Leonard out of the game, was really hard for me to swallow because he ran so much of the clock down on so many consecutive possessions, then allowed the defense, because he was so high on the floor, to almost get a double team going on him and then ended up taking a really bad shot. And I thought that really hindered the Rockets. I just wanted your perspective on the last 5 minutes or so of that game.
Great observation, Joe. But what I saw is what I always had a problem with is point guard. You need a point guard out there. I understand James is 1/2, but in playoffs and critical situations like that, it's when you need a good point guard. I like James a little bit off the ball. Obviously, he was tired. But also, Joe, you brought Lou Williams and Eric Gordon here for a reason. Run some pick and rolls with them guys where you can put James in the corner where he can get his breath. James has to do everything. You only played seven guys. That's all they played was seven guys. And the pace that the Rockets play with, it's hard to sustain, especially when you're James Harden. You have to do everything out there. And I felt at the end of the game, the execution, like you mentioned, Joe, was stagnant. Nobody came to pick and roll. And to me, you said too high on the floor for a pick and roll. You got to get in the three-point area to run a pick and roll, where you can at least come off, have a three-point available, or if they double, you can hit the roller. But great points by you, Joe, but that's my observation of the situation.
All right, now let me ask you this, because then the other thing was pointing the finger at two different guys. I pointed it at Harden, but I also pointed it at D'Antoni, and I wanted to get your expert analysis on, do you think D'Antoni was calling plays and James was just saying, blowing that off and saying, no, I'm going to go 1-4 flat and I'm going to take it on an ISO? Or do you think that D'Antoni was just basically staying out of it, going, hey, James wants to run the show, James wants the ball, we're just going to let that go?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, Rockets they play one way, Joe. It's open pick and roll, and James makes the decisions. Either they get a turnover, they push the ball up, looking for threes, and stuff like that. But I thought 48-3, I don't know how many threes they shot. That's a lot of damn threes to shoot, man. 15 out of James Harden's 24 shots were threes. I understand it's fool's gold when you hit them early, but when your legs are tired in the second half in a 2-2, highly intense, focused game five, start attacking. Start attacking, and when they come, trust your teammates at the end of the game. You got Lou out there. You got Anderson out there. You got Gordon out there. Guys who can make plays. This is when you start mixing the game up and stop being predictable at the end of the game. Attack. I like it when James is going to the line 14-plus times. I don't know how many times he went to the line. I don't think as many, maybe six times in game five. We need James going to the line 14 or more times,
Mario,
for us to be successful.
Mario, how much does a loss like this factor into game six? I mean, they went on the road. They lost by 3 in overtime, but it was not a good loss, and not that any of them are, but I know the fans overreacted. Will the players, or will they bounce back?
Well, we don't know, and it depends what Rocket team shows up tonight. And it's the great thing about a playoff, every game is different. You can't worry about it. That game is over with. Game six is all that matters. What you did in game five, nothing you can do about that. You got to turn the page. Game six, All you got to do is win one game. You can't worry about game seven until you win game six. So if they came out like they did in game four with the aggression, attacking, getting deflections, Beverly taking charges, Beverly getting loose balls, that's how they got to play. They got to rack the game up a little bit. I thought the Rockets slowed the game down a little bit too much in the second half. We need pace against the older Spurs. You got to play with pace. That's our advantage, is our quickness and our pace. When we play slow, that works to the advantage of the Spurs because they're number one defensive team. When you allow them to set their defense, they do a good job of having their players in the right position.
Mario Ely joins us on the HRMP hotline. Mario, yesterday Joel and I kind of disagreed on the rotation depth that the Rockets showed. You know, they only went seven deep, and he said he would have liked to have seen somebody like Decker or Montrezl Harrell get a few minutes in there to spell some of these guys. I, on the other hand, felt like these are in, you know, guys that are new, and they were so poor on defense throughout the year that I was fine with only going seven deep. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that that D'Antoni should have played Montrezl or Sam Decker at all?
Absolutely. Them guys played all year, and them guys played well. I understand if they would have played bad all year. Decker had great minutes out there. Montrezl had great minutes out there. You got to play your bench. Pop had Simmons out there. Pop started the young guy from University of Washington. He starts one game and doesn't play. That's why you're on the NBA roster. When guys go down or things are not going well, you got to have confidence that you can look at your bench. Hey, I can throw this guy in for a minute or two. We're not asking for 7-8 minutes. We're asking for just a 2-3 minute stretch for these guys to play. These guys function in NBA games all year. I saw Montrezl Harrell, energy, rebounding, getting double-doubles, Decker flying all over the court, hitting threes, keeping plays alive. You can play those guys. Play those guys, not a lot of minutes, but you can throw them guys out for 2 or 2.5 minutes to give our starters a blow. You got to use your bench. Ran out of gas at the end of the game, in game five.
You played for Greg Popovich. You got a pretty good idea of what goes through this man's mind and his way of thinking. I give him credit because it worked out for him, but it was a pretty ballsy move to sit Kawhi at the end of game five. Now you go into game six, and he says Kawhi's a game-time decision. You know him well enough, and you also know the situation well enough, and you've been a coach in this league for a long time. What's he thinking, and what are you thinking in terms of if he's 75-80%, do you play him, or do you just say, hey, we'll take our chances without him and make sure he's okay for a game seven back in our gym?
You need that guy healthy, especially if you want to go further in the playoffs. Kawhi's a warrior, and I know Pop plays games. I'm sure they know what's going on with Kawhi right now, but they're having the Rockets sweat to the last minute, of course. But in my opinion, if I was Pop thinking what Pop thinks, I would rest him. Get him a lot more healthy. I'm thinking of game seven, you get an extra day. It's Thursday today. I'm sure game seven will be on a Sunday. So that gives you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning to get this guy near 100%. So I'm thinking Kawhi won't play tonight, knowing that they got that luxury. Even though Rockets can go up there and win game seven, you prefer a healthier Kawhi Leonard in game seven than a 50% Kawhi and maybe getting further injured in the game six. So if I was him, I would sit him out and put my Mambas on game seven in SA.
If he doesn't play, is it a slam dunk Houston wins? Because
no,
I know
not.
That Pop has always
no,
been able
not.
To – okay, good.
There's no slam dunk in this time of year. They have Parker out and they had Kawhi Leonard out maybe 3 minutes at the end of the fourth quarter in overtime, and the Rockets still couldn't get it done. That's a proud group down there in the silver and black. They have the next man up mentality. Simmons is playing well off the bench. Patty Mills, I mean, I guess they started him now. Lee is solid. Gasol, they got some grizzled veterans who've been through the wars before, so they're just not going to lay down just because two Warriors are out.
All right, Mario, can you stick with us for a little bit? We're gonna take a quick one and then come on back, but I just want to make sure you're good with it on your schedule.
Let's roll with it, Joe Beasy.
Thank
let's
you, buddy.
Back, man.
I appreciate it. All right, Mario will be right back with us. Right now, I'll tell you guys about my people at Pro Flowers. Go to proflowers.com. They are your one-stop shop for everything for Mother's Day, and they make it easy for you, and they give you a great deal. Mother's Day is this weekend, and there's still time, but you got to act now. You go to proflowers.com. You get one dozen rainbow roses for mom for $19.99 plus shipping and handling, and that comes with a free glass vase. Then, just to make a statement, you can double your roses and get gourmet chocolates included for just $10 more. It's the deal that I'm giving to you. You go to proflowers.com, you go in the upper right-hand corner, you click the microphone, you enter in the code JBLANK, and you get two dozen roses, a free glass vase, and some chocolates, all for $29.99. You wipe your hands clean. It took less than 5 minutes. The order comes in. Everything's fresh. The roses are guaranteed for 7 days, and you look like a hero with the mom in your life. It's a great deal, but guys, get on it now. I know you're busy. You got a lot going on in your life. My wife likes these flowers. I'm telling you, my mother-in-law loves these flowers, and the extra benefits of getting the chocolates and the extra flowers just makes you look even better. Again, proflowers.com. Enter the code JBLANK after clicking on the microphone upper right-hand corner. You get the deal, and you'll thank me later.
ESPN 97.5.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Joel, Barry, till 4, Usual Suspects with one of our usual suspects, number 17 in history of Rockets lore, San Antonio lore, NBA champion, longtime NBA assistant coach, big-time member of Clutch City, Mario Elie, continues to join us for another segment. Rio, again, appreciate the time. The other thing that I was saying that I wanted your opinion on, I said yesterday, Barry and I were talking about this, a lot of people were guaranteeing Harden's going to come out with this monster game tonight and it's going to be the difference maker. And I said, to be honest with you, I call it 50-50. In my mind, the biggest thing they got going for him is he's at home. But I could see it going one of two ways. I could see him having a big game, and I could also see him crapping the bed and for a lot of reasons, not being mentally strong when they need him the most.
I'm expecting Harden to show up. That dude's too good of a player. He was having a great first half. He just sort of struggled and settled. Harden has a high basketball IQ. I'm sure he watched game five and like, man, I have some driving lanes. I could have did this and that. And great players do make adjustments throughout the game. And I think James is going to show up tonight. I think he's one of the better players in the league. And I know that game five, him not stepping up really hurt him. And the great ones always respond, and I expect James to respond tonight. I said it was going to be a seven-game series. I'm going to stick with that, and it should be fun for the Rockets tonight. I think they're going to come out with a lot of energy, especially James.
Mario, bigger loss, Tony Parker or Nene?
Tony Parker. I get tired of people on Twitter whining about Nene being out. Tony Parker is fifth all-time in playoff games played. He was averaging 16 points a game, and he brings a different dynamic than Patty. Patty's a spot-up shooter. Tony gets everybody organized. The offense runs a lot better when he's on the floor. And Tony reminds me of Mono. He's a guy who's always going to have one or two games in a series that's going to be like, wow, he turned back the clock. And Tony was playing well. I mean, for a 35-year-old point guard, he was averaging 16 points a game, so I'm thinking Tony is the bigger loss right now.
Really? I'm surprised to hear you say that. I was torn between that, and I was leaning towards Nene, not whining, but saying, look, they were already limited in the guys that they can throw out there with low post presence that can defend a guy in the block and guard the rim. And when you lose the veteran presence that Nene is and was and how big he played in the OKC series, I thought that was a pretty significant loss for this Rockets team.
But you're going from a bench guy to a starter. I mean, Tony's a starter. Granted, Nene has stretches where he played well for the Rockets. But to me, Montrezl Harrell had good flashes this year, too. And why you don't go to him? I mean, he played a lot. I watched a lot of basketball, Joe, as you know.
Yep.
Him and Decker played well. I don't know why all of a sudden you don't play those two guys. Young, energetic, give you extra possessions.
Touch on that, Mario, because here's the thing. I wasn't big on Decker because since he came back from the injury, he hasn't looked the same, and obviously he's got to get his game legs behind him. But I'm with you 150%. I said Harrell should have played, even if it was for 5 minutes. He's played the low post his whole life. He's an energy guy. He knows how to run the floor on your system as a big. He would make Gasol and Aldridge have to run the floor. Is it just that a coach, there's just something about certain coaches, Van Gundy never liked to play rookies and young guys. Is that it, or what's going on here? Because even in the regular season, he'd play and play well, and then he'd get a DNP for about 4 or 5 games before he'd play again.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I don't understand that. This young kid, like you mentioned, what do you need off your bench? Energy.
Yes.
That's what this young kid brings. I've seen some plays. He catches it on the bench. He's dunking on guys, offensive rebounding, battling on defense. And I'm puzzled too, Joe. Why this young kid don't play? You need him right now. Nene's out. I don't like Ryan Anderson at the backup five, but you see what's happening. Gasol, Aldridge, they're posting him up religiously. And we need Ryan out there spacing out him three. When Ryan is down there banging with these big boys, granted he hit that big three. I don't know, was it a regular time or overtime? But we need him out spacing the floor, not banging down there with the big guy. You know, keep him in his spot. But, you know, D'Antoni chose to shorten the rotation, and I'm thinking he's a veteran coach. He likes going with the vets.
Rio, you just said it. You watch a lot of basketball. We talk about a lot of things, but I want to get your perspective on Aldridge. I thought he was the X factor in the series. I can't stand to see him get a little guy on his hip and settle for the one-footed fadeaways and the leaning away from the basket shots. I can't believe someone's not in his ear going, pound that thing down and get as close to the basket as you can and go to the basket hard. But secondly, it looks like he's just a shell of himself. This is not even close to the Aldridge that was in the Portland series against the Rockets a few years ago.
Totally agree, Joe. I've been frustrated for him for a couple of years. You brought him here. You're a max player. Kawhi needs a Robin. I mean, he hasn't been there, Robin. He's been very inconsistent. But to me, he looks a little hurt. He's been favoring that right knee. But I'm with you, Joe. I'm so frustrated when he gets guys like Harden and Ariza, and he can't take advantage of the matchup. So that's why I think that Tony's feeling comfortable playing small, because he don't think Gasol and Aldridge can really dominate on the post. So D'Antoni's rolling the dice, you know, and it almost worked for him. I think that game five could have went either way. I see him sticking with the same sort of game plan. And Aldridge is going to have to make him pay. Even though he had a couple offensive rebounds and top-outs, they need points and free throws when he's posting up a little guy. Great point, Joe. Great point.
I mean, the other thing that I see when I see him, Rio, is I see a guy that I think expected when Duncan retired was going to be the guy, the man. You know, it was going, like you said, Batman. And I think sometimes it looks like he struggles with the fact that now Kawhi is Batman, and he doesn't like playing Robin, and he doesn't think he gets enough touches. And you know how those big guys can be. They're a little sensitive sometimes when they don't get enough touches.
Yeah, but Kawhi Leonard just imposed his will on the Spurs. There's nothing you can do about that. That dude's a great player. When you want to be great, you work your butt off in the summer. That's why Kawhi Leonard is the player he is. He took his butt home instead of playing the Olympics and worked on his game. And this is why guys who want to be great put their work in. Kawhi wants to be great. He's on his way to be great. Aldridge, to me, he was always, to me, a jump shooting big, really never got to the free throw line. He has two moves, his little fadeaway or his little right-hand runner in the lane. I think he needs to add more to his box game, you know, but I think he settles a little bit too much, and he doesn't get to the line. But he made some big plays. He had that big game in Houston. So they really, if Kawhi's not playing tonight, they're really, really going to count on him scoring the rock, him and Gasol down low tonight.
So, Mario, besides the three-point shooting, which we know if the Rockets don't make their shots, they're not going to win, what's the big key for this team in order to win this game tonight?
Activity. In game four, it looked like they were like 8 Rockets on the floor. They were getting all the 50-50 balls, attacking. They were really moving with some purpose out there the whole game. I thought in the first half in game five, they were those Rockets, but I thought in the second half they seemed to stop doing that, walking the ball. Pace is key. Rockets got to understand that. You know, open pick and roll, push the ball up, get some turnovers, get some deflections. Rockets may not be a great defensive team, but if you can get to some deflections still, some easy baskets, get these role players a little confidence, because James is always going to have confidence. He's a great player, and he's going to have the ball in the half quite a bit. But we need to get these other guys going. Let's get Gordon going again. Lou Williams been up and down in this playoff. I mean, we need to get him going because he's a big part of that bench crew. And maybe add a guy to the rotation, especially that Nene's out. Maybe Montrell. Get Montrell out there a little bit. You never know what's going to happen. Because if he plays well, you stick with him. But if he plays bad, you can sit him on the bench the rest of the game.
It's interesting, Rio, you bring up Lou Williams. That's another frustration point for me. There are games, you know, and it's either him or Gordon, but if one of those guys has a big game, Rockets normally win. The frustration for me is the games that have been lost in this series, Williams comes up in the one game with a donut, but at the same time, I can't completely fault him because he wasn't on the court nearly as much as I thought he needed to be on the court. And even with this small suicide lineup that he likes to put out there, I would like to see a lineup when you have as many offensive options as possible. Put Lou and EG with Harden and really jam it at the Spurs. I mean, look, they already won the battle of tempo last game. They made San Antonio play their style, their speed, and I thought that gassed them, and they didn't take enough advantage of it. But to take full advantage, I'd like to see some times when both of those guys are on the floor. But regardless, I think Lou's got to be on the floor a lot more.
And not just that, Joe. Zip Lou up, put him in pick and rolls. Just don't put James and Gordon in pick and roll. Lou is good off the pick and roll. If you go under, he's going to shoot. He's a passer. Granted, he's a scorer first, but he can make plays. He's a veteran. I would like to see other guys like Gordon and Anderson run just a couple more sets for them. We already know James is going to have the ball in his hand. Let these other guys get a little flow out there, too. Get Lou going. You know, run a couple pick and rolls. Run Lou off some screens. ISO Lou a little bit. Just don't ISO James. Try to get these other guys involved because, you know, in the fourth quarter, James is going to have the ball and he's going to make things happen. But in the meantime, get all these other guys involved and comfortable so when the ball comes to you in the fourth quarter, you feel like you're involved in the game instead of, you know, James holding the ball and everybody watching. You got to involve more players.
And don't you feel like, too, in an execution standpoint, play-calling standpoint, going into that overtime and throughout that overtime, the whole world is expecting James to be and do exactly what you just said. But if you run a couple of plays where he creates penetration, he draws the defense in, there were plenty of options where if he trusts his shooters, those guys are going to knock down those shots more times than not. Just run a play where James just, early in the shot clock, penetration alone are going to give you open opportunities.
Great point, Joe. But what I like even better, especially late in the game, like you said, James, get the ball up early and get the ball to James with 10 or 9 seconds. We have to make a quick decision. When James is allowed to hold an ISO, you allow the number one defensive team to load up. Because we know, they know James is going to take the last shot. So I thought towards the end of the game, run a little action, have Gordon or somebody handle it, then have James coming off with 9 or 8 seconds where he has to make a quick, decisive decision whether to shoot or pass instead of holding, 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 holding. Because you allow teams to load up and they know, okay, James ain't passing the ball, he's going to take the last shot. Because if he would have got by Simmons, there was another Spurs defender right in the paint waiting on him. So, get a little movement early. Give James the ball late where he has to go make a move.
All right, Mario, so tell us what's going to happen tonight. Who's going to win and why?
I can't tell you.
Come on, now you got to pick somebody.
I was at the Houstonian, like 100 people asked me that question. I can't predict that, but of course I want the Rockets to win. I said it was going to go to 7. I expect the Rockets to come out big tonight. And on Mother's Day, it's going to be a great Mother's Day. For Game 7 in the Alamo Dome against the Rockets and the Spurs. I like the Rockets tonight.
What if they move the game from the Alamo Dome and they play in their new arena?
That's right. I'm going back when I played there. Joe, thank you for correcting me, dog. What's it, the AT&T set up?
Yes, indeed it is. Indeed it is, in the middle of nowhere, Texas.
Are you going out there? Are you going to go to Game 7 if it happens?
No, it's Mother's Day, man.
Yeah, you got to take care of Gina.
Mother's Day.
Okay, all right.
Hey, I told Joe, hey, go ahead.
You got that right.
All in shame, brother. I ain't going out there. I said, Wes, I'll be.
Lisa, that was Barry, not me.
That's great.
That's what happens when you get the TV wives. Rio, we should have our own reality show, The Husbands of TV Wives.
No doubt. No doubt.
Well, we appreciate it, man. I know you're busy. You got the triplets. You got everything going on. But every time you stop in to spend some time with us, it's valuable. So have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch up real soon.
Yeah, we'll circle around, man. Great talking to you guys, man.
Appreciate it. Mario Ellie's been our guest. We'll be back with a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.